Jerry Bader Show, 1051. So I've been asking you to text 79489. Are the Packers done? The overwhelming majority of you responding say yes. By overwhelming, just looking at it, I didn't add them all up. About 70-30. About 70% of you say yes, 30% of you say no. I'm going to be rotten and cheat here and say my honest answer is I don't know. If whatever is ailing the defense, and I would argue, and I know this might sound stupid, I think Clay Matthews did more harm than good in there. You agree, Matt? Anybody with two hands was going to be better. It just didn't work. Unless you can hit somebody with that club, and you can't. He's ineffectual one-handed. They tried moving him over so he could use his good hand. That didn't work. Right now, to be perfectly honest, with the running game going the way it is, I think Scott Tolzien might be able to pull this off. By the way, I didn't remember him having that much arm at Wisconsin. Then again, he didn't have that many opportunities to show it off. He is definitely the better of the two that they have right now, and I think that might be enough offense. He didn't work with the first unit all week. It has been one of the weirdest seasons ever. Back-to-back weeks, you lose your starting quarterback in the first series? Now, I know injuries are all over the NFL, but to me, this is, in fact, the worst I ever remember for the Packers. Even worse than 1979, or worse than anything that Mike McCarthy's Packers have suffered through. This is incredible. What happens if Tolzien goes down next week as I knock on for Mike? They'll be yelling Coon, all right. You have to sign another quarterback. If not Matt Flynn, somebody who's played quarterback in the NFL. And as for the speculation by Bob McGinn of the Journal Sentinel that Capers or anyone else on defense might be in trouble, we'll see. Here's what I would say. I'm not ready to stick a fork in them just yet. If they don't beat the Giants, then I think they have to beat the Giants and the Vikings and be in a position to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. And to be in a position, I think they're going to need Aaron Rodgers. I really do. If they're going to win the division, but the division is starting to look pretty faint. Mentioned Act 10 earlier. By the way, it goes before the state Supreme Court today as to whether it's constitutional. The arguments are very complex. As the Journal Sentinel put it, it's a multi-layered case, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but based on what those arguments are, we may discuss it tomorrow. A while back, we talked about, I think it was California, but I could be wrong. So if I'm wrong, then it wasn't California. But a state that was looking at making illegal revenge porn. If you don't know what revenge porn is, when you're involved with someone romantically, and it's usually she lets the male partner in a relationship, be it domestic partnership, which is boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouses, lets him take a compromising picture of her, naked or even worse. And then when they are no longer together, he uses it to embarrass and humiliate her. It is not necessarily illegal. In a batch of bills that's on the GOP legislators' agenda coming up this week in Wisconsin is a ban on revenge porn. I still remain very conflicted on it. In terms of, would I have a problem with it being a crime? No. But I do think there are possible First Amendment issues here. Now, civilly, you can always go after a person that publishes something like that without your consent. Civilly. And that's for the courts to hash out as to whether you violated their rights to privacy and all of that. I don't know. Someone who does this is such human sludge that I don't have a problem with it being illegal. But as I said at the time, I really do wonder about First Amendment rights. I really do. Oh, by the way, I received two texts about my discussion on Dexter. One guy agreed with me that season four was the absolute best. I don't know if it was a guy. A listener agreed that season four was the best. Another listener's really PO'd that I blew season four. What are you doing? You tell us how great it is. Then you, well, what I'm telling you, watch it anyway. Lithgow is absolutely brilliant. By the way, after losing its way, Grimm is good again. Watch Grimm on Friday. It's just TV is back other than football. Just a whole summer off. The Americans come back in January. What else is out there? Oh, you know what? January or February, House of Cards comes back on Netflix. And then April or so, it's Mad Men. I'm already into April planning my TV viewing. Well, there's not that much. Person of Interest is pretty good. Grimm is okay. Otherwise, on network television, my wife and I really have to look at that and what we're paying. Just the whole, you know, is it time to just rely more on Netflix? I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to have time. I don't have time. I've only got about 15 seconds. I wanted to take up the casino issue again, and I'm not going to be able to do that. Maybe we'll take it up tomorrow. By the way, I also received several emails. People thought I was being sarcastic when I said I had one of the best meals I've ever had in Fargo, North Dakota. It's true. Matt, this place has an actual Applewood smoking fire. Oh, well, I would eat an old shoe if it was appropriately Applewood smoked. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. I've got a lovely one, won't you?